Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is John 6, 30 to 36. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 6, verse 30 to 36. So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still you do not believe." My theme for reflection is the true bread of life, nourishment for body and soul. The true bread of life, nourishment for body and soul. In John 6, 30 to 36, our Lord Jesus Christ presents a powerful teaching that touches both the physical and spiritual hunger of humanity. Through the metaphor of bread, Jesus communicates a truth that goes beyond mere physical sustenance. He himself is the bread of life, the ultimate source of spiritual nourishment and eternal life. As the crowd ask for a sign, Jesus redirects their focus from their physical needs to the deeper spiritual hunger only he can satisfy. The crowd in this passage reflects a common human tendency to focus on what is immediately in front of us, on the physical or material needs that preoccupy much of our lives. They ask for a sign, like the manna given to the ancestors, missing the deeper message Jesus was offering. Rather than giving them more physical bread, Jesus offers them something far greater, the bread of life, which is himself. C.S. Lewis captures this dynamic beautifully when he writes, "We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered us. Like the crowd, we often seek satisfaction in temporary things, failing to recognize the greater joy and fulfillment that Jesus offers. The bread of life is not just about filling our stomachs. It is about filling the deepest hunger of our souls, a hunger for purpose, meaning, and eternal life that only Christ can meet." Jesus' response to the crowd reveals the heart of the gospel. God has given us the true bread from heaven, Jesus himself. This bread, unlike the manna of old, does not perish, but gives life to the world. Yet the people still misunderstand. They ask for this bread, but with the wrong focus, thinking of physical bread rather than the physical sustenance Jesus offers. His statement, "I am the bread of life," invites them and us to see beyond our immediate desires and recognize the eternal gift God has provided in Christ. My dear friends, today we live in a world that is as preoccupied with material concerns as the crowd in John's gospel. We spend much of our time striving for success, security, and satisfaction, often believing that these things will bring us lasting happiness. But as Jesus reminds us, physical needs and desires, while real, are not the ultimate source of life. True life comes from God, and true fulfillment comes only from a relationship with Jesus Christ. Just as the people demanded proof before believing, we too can fall into the trap of wanting God to meet our immediate needs before we trust Him with our deeper spiritual ones. But faith precedes sight. Jesus offers us the bread of life without conditions, calling us to believe in Him and trust in His provision for both our physical and spiritual needs. This passage calls us to ask ourselves whether we are seeking Jesus for what He can do for us materially, or whether we are seeking Him as the true bread of life, the one who gives us eternal satisfaction. It challenges us to recognize that our deepest hunger, our need for love, purpose, and connection with God can only be met through Christ. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you seeking temporary satisfaction instead of the eternal nourishment that comes from a relationship with Jesus? Number two, how does Jesus being the bread of life change the way you approach your spiritual hunger and your faith journey? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the true bread of life. Help us to recognize our deeper spiritual hunger and seek fulfillment in you alone. Teach us to trust in your provision for all our needs, both physical and spiritual. May we always look beyond the temporary and find true satisfaction in your eternal love and grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.